Get a Go Show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK, the band Perry. I like the band Perry, Ralph. Did you know that?
I did.
You knew that?
I did.
I don't like the way they're going pop. They're kind of poppy country anyway, but they have a good sound.
Well, a lot of country's gone kind of pop.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
We need to get back to the Johnny Cash. And
a little Body Like a Back Road. You're not a big fan of Body Like a Back Road or Sam Hunt talking through all his songs?
No.
Okay. How you doing? Ralph McDonald's here from McDonald's Computer Service.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hanging in there. It's going to rain on us for, I think, 7 straight days.
No, it cannot rain this weekend.
Why not? What are you doing?
Because I'm going camping.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that to happen, do
you? No. I don't want to be stuck in the camper. I want to go fishing, and I want to go walking around and exploring.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's good to walk in the rain. Not very often.
No,
you're right. They got to do something to this chair. Like, get the WD-40 out on it.
What have you been doing? Never mind. I'm not going to ask.
Oh, this is a Kyle Riedel-built chair. I needed something. We've had some
Didn't you have this originally made for Rhino?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because he kept breaking chairs.
Say, we've had people that are bigger than me, yeah. And there's another
I'd say pretty much everybody except for Dustin is bigger than you.
There's a, yeah, a little.
And Dustin might be bigger than you.
Oh, I'm the littlest person. Look at my tiny arms. Yeah. Remember, tiny, you know, the head. Last time I worked out? I was 17, and I did that for a month, and then I got bored. So let's talk about some other stuff here.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of working out, Ralph. No fee. Let's say I want to hop in a McDonald's computer service, and I just have a question, and want to stop by or call. Are you going to charge me?
No. We don't charge you for coming in and asking about the status of your computer. We don't call. We don't charge you if you call us and ask us. We don't charge you for walking in the door and asking us a question. Say, hey Ralph, what is this?
Yeah,
what
this is what part am I of doing? What you do.
That's
you
part of what we do. I mean, if you bring your computer to us, if you take your car to a car dealership and say, hey, you know, working on my car, how far along are we? What's going on? They don't charge you.
No.
So why would somebody in the computer industry charge you?
Yeah, and you don't do that.
And we don't do that.
Feel free to make a call. Stop on in, ask questions.
That's
so
right.
You're out here and I ask you a question, you're not going to pay. You're not going to charge me.
That's right.
Okay. I like that. All right. I see desktop over laptop. I know a lot of reasons why, but.
Well, you got to remember that with a desktop, you're going to be able to get more power out of a desktop than you are out of a laptop for the same dollar. Now, I'm not talking about your low-end laptops. I'm talking about your more mid, your business grade or your gaming class laptops versus desktops. When you get down to the $400 laptops and the $400 desktops, there's not a whole lot of difference between them. But if you're talking about an i5 or an i7, you're talking about 8 gig or 16 gig of RAM, oh yeah, there's going to be a difference in price.
Okay. So
so really, if you're a gamer or you're in a business and you're looking for the best bang over the buck kind of thing, generally speaking, you're looking at a desktop. Now, if you need mobility, obviously you want to get the mobility, but just realize that you're going to trade power for mobility, generally.
Okay. This is something I don't know because I don't know a lot about computers. Like networking, is that easy to do with laptops?
It's no different than with desktops than with laptops. With laptops. But the big thing with a desktop is they're stationary, so we're going to run a wire to those. We're going to get faster speeds on the network out of a desktop than we are out of a laptop. Laptops generally tend to be wireless because they're mobile.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't get you don't want to drag a cord all through the house.
Yeah, because,
hey.
I mean, it's kind of the purpose of a laptop.
Right, right. I want to be able to go where I want to go.
Yeah.
So you have to, again, you're trading off. It's that whole thing, trading off power for mobility. If you want mobility, you're going to have less power.
Are we talking about a lot of speed, though? Desktop versus laptop?
Yeah. Yeah, we can. Right. Now that's changing because we're starting to get into some higher bandwidths. You figure your average right now for a laptop is 300 Mbps of bandwidth.
Okay.
Whereas with a laptop, or I mean with a desktop wired connection, you're looking at a gigabit. So 3 times faster than a laptop. Now, again, this is the average. You can get laptops that have the higher bandwidths on them, and you know, so we're like 450 or 600, but those are rare.
Okay.
And again, you're trading money. You're going to go up in dollars when you do that.
Yeah. And you'll just ask us questions and say, okay, what do you need it for? Are you going to be moving around? Do you want the speed? Can you deal with the slower speed?
When you come
speed?
In and talk to us about a laptop or a desktop, or you want to get a computer, you're ready for that to upgrade or whatever, come in and talk to us. Because what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. And out of those questions, we're not just being nosy. We're trying to figure out what you need and where you might be going in the next 3 to 5 years. Because would like to see your computer last you about 3 to 5 years. Because at that point, we're looking at technology has kind of grown enough that if you're going to have work done on it, it's better off to replace it than it is to fix it.
Okay, that's good. We're looking out for us. All right, Creators Update. I don't know anything about any of this, by the way. Cortana. Tell me about Cortana.
Well, the first thing you need to know is the Creators Update. Instead of calling them service packs, they're now naming these updates. Because Windows 10 is the last version of Windows, they're just going to keep coming out with these Creators Updates or different updates to make Windows 10 better.
Okay.
And it's a free update. It's not going to cost you anything. And the Creators Update, the first thing that they tell you about is Cortana. Cortana is going to become more useful. Think of Cortana as like Apple's Siri. So you're going to be able to talk to your computer. It's going to be more responsive. You're going to be able to tell it, hey, Siri, or hey, Cortana, create a Wi-Fi network. And
it will
go out and start working on that.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to start talking to our computers like we talk to our phones, like we talk to the different hardware devices that are out there from like Amazon and several other places.
See, I think that's interesting because on Siri, I did Siri about 15 times in a row, and really all she did was send me to a website. She never really answered my questions. She was just, here's what I found.
Here's
and I
could
have done
that
just searching with my thumbs.
Yes, but you didn't have to use your thumbs. That's the whole
true.
Point
that's
of it.
That's a good point. All right, what's the game mode? What's the Xbox?
Okay, so they've come out with an update to the Gamebox app in Windows 10 that is going to make gamers happy. It's going to make it more intuitive and more, the graphics are going to be better. It's called game mode.
Okay.
So it's going to allow you to use some of your Gamebox apps on your computer, and they're going to play better, faster, and more efficiently.
Okay.
So you're going to get better performance.
Okay. Everybody wants that.
Every gamer wants their computer to just zip along as fast as they can. Well, this was a needed change that they needed to make the gamers happy.
Okay. Did you see that the University of Utah is the first Division I school that's giving scholarships to gamers?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Because, well, have you seen the whole League of Legends thing?
Yeah, that's the first one they're doing. The first D1 school to do it.
That's where they're coming from. And there's, I mean, some of these things like the national championships, these guys are making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And 20,000 people go and watch it.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge money to be made in this sport.
All right, what's the deal with a nightlight?
Okay.
What is the nightlight?
Nightlight is kind of like, it's not what you're thinking. Because most nightlight,
yeah,
I think.
It's okay, not a nightlight I plug into the wall.
But you know at night, how the screen is really, really bright?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's too bright. Well, you can put it in nightlight mode, and it'll actually dim the screen down. It'll dim the blue colors down,
right,
which actually causes the whole screen to dim.
Oh, okay.
And not lose its color or its vibrancy or anything like that. So it's kind of like I think of it more as like a night watch mode. So if you're on like a night watchman or something like that, and you're sitting in your little booth, you don't have this glaring
white
light around you that you can't see what's going on around you.
But you still want it. You still.
But you can still see the computer and what's going on around you.
Okay, so updates on that too. How about dynamic lock? What's that?
Dynamic lock. That's where you're going to pair a Bluetooth device with the computer.
Okay.
Your phone doesn't make any difference. When you get up and walk away, it's going to sense that it lost connection to that Bluetooth, and it's going to log you off and lock the computer.
Okay.
So if you walk away from your computer, you don't have to worry about logging off and all that kind of stuff. As soon as you walk away from it and you get out of range,
automatically does it for you.
It does it for you.
That's cool. How about Windows Hello?
Windows Hello is, now this one is kind of questionable.
Okay.
What Windows Hello is, when you turn this feature on, it turns the webcam on in the computer.
Okay.
Now, it uses facial recognition, and it's going to recognize when you're there, and it's going to log you into the computer. just based off facial recognition. That's now, they so did improve.
Crazy.
They improved the quality of the facial recognition. But the thing that I don't like and the thing that you need to be aware of is your webcam is always on.
Okay.
You got to remember that.
Right.
Because it's always on. Because that's the only way it can work. It yeah. can only work if that thing's if it's taking pictures of you.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware of.
But nobody else can get on your computer if the unless your face is there.
If you if right? you right if you have set up Windows Hello, or if you have set up the facial recognition software, then yeah, it's only going to use your face. Or now it does. It still has a password. It still has the passcode kind of stuff. So you can still set that up. And if it doesn't recognize your face or has an issue because the camera's damaged or whatever,
right.
you'll still be able to use standard methods but to be able to get into it.
This is in place of me typing in my password to get into my computer.
That's correct.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Okay. I can't read that.
Which one?
Edge? What's number six say?
Edge is improved. Microsoft Edge. Edge is the browser that Windows is trying to go to and get rid of Internet Explorer.
Okay. Because Dustin told me that thing's slow. That was causing my computer to move slowly.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
Edge is faster than Internet Explorer, but it does have a tendency to be a little bit fragile.
Okay.
They've made some improvements on it, so when they roll out the Creator's Update, it's going to be more robust, it's going to be more efficient, and it's going to be faster. So
see, I'd left like three or four pages open on that, didn't realize it because I was on Chrome.
Right.
And then he said, "This is, you know, close these out and you'll get your speed back."
Yes, you always want to close out whatever you've got open because if you leave a web page open, it's constantly going to be updating that web page even if you're not looking at it.
Okay.
So when you look at your internet connection, it's kind of like a pipe. And every page you have open is just taking up another piece of that pipe, and you're eventually going to run out of room, and nothing's going
to
move.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do I need to close out of my Gmail then?
It helps.
I just leave that open. It does
help. You should, yeah. Okay. Cause
I get tired of signing in.
Every time. Oh, no. Now, signing out of it. Now, I have mine set up so that when I go to that page, it automatically logs me into
it. Okay, I probably have that too on my computer. Okay.
That's different than leaving it open.
Okay.
And which I don't recommend.
Okay. What about, one more here on yours. Again, I can't read. Butler control. Oh, control over your butler in the house. Is that what it is?
Better control over updates.
It's not a butler.
Privacy.
Dang, it would have been awesome to have a butler in the house.
Better control over updates and privacy. One of the things that people complained about the most was that you couldn't turn off Windows updates. It was going to do the update whether you wanted it or not. Okay. Now they're making it so, and
don't you want the updates most of the time? Though?
Most of the time you do, but
I mean, if
you
you're
know,
like
I don't
me,
want it
go
to,
ahead and do.
I don't want it to update in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh,
I
right.
want it to update at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
The way it is now, it's going to update when it wants to update, and you're not going to have any control over it.
Okay.
After the Creator's Update, you'll be able to go in and designate, hey, I only want you to do updates during this time period or during, you know, I don't want it to do it during the middle of the afternoon.
Okay. Got one more question for you.
Okay.
Leave the computer on or turn it off when you're done. Let's say you're at work. Turn it off. Do you save a lot of money by turning it all the way down?
Okay. You don't. And actually, when turning your computer off, doesn't turn it off. It's still got power to it. The power supply inside the computer is still providing power to the motherboard.
Right.
And the motherboard stays in kind of like a ready state so that the computer boots up faster.
Okay.
So unless we're having like a power, lightning, stuff like that, leaving your computer on, off doesn't really make a huge difference. But now in a company or school or whatever where we've got, you know, hundreds of computers, yes, it will make a difference because we have hundreds of computers. But in your home, you're not going to see a difference.
Probably I'll be looking at a surge protectors too, shouldn't we?
Surge
this time
protectors,
of the year because a lot of lightning.
You do want a good surge protector, and you actually need to replace your surge protector every year.
I didn't know that.
You should replace it. It's just kind of like, think of it like a paper clip. All day, every day, we take micro surges in the electrical power system.
Right.
Well, over time, those damage the surge protector to the point where it's no longer functioning as a surge protector.
Okay.
So you need to replace it. Just like you take a paper clip and you bend it back and forth, you can only do that so long,
it's gonna break,
and then it's going to break.
Okay.
So we want to replace our surge protectors every year. our battery backups, the ones that if we have a power outage and that kind of stuff, those we want to replace about every 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Think about that, because I see the forecast. It says thunderstorms 7 days in a row.
Yes.
So
lots of lightning.
If we have questions about any of these updates or about Boost or about desktops, laptops, how do we get a hold of you?
You want to give us a call at 620-442-5091, or you can stop by our store at 111 South Summit Street across from the old Burford Theater on the same block as Union State Bank. You can also send us an email at pcdoctor@mcsarkcity.com or send us a private message on Facebook at McDonald's Computer Service.
Just rolling through that smoothly, Ralph McDonald.
I know. I'm in a good mood today.
It's 9:30.